Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I have two lads in front of me, and they are the, let's say, the vegan equivalent of Jedward, and I mean that as a compliment. I have David and Stephen Flynn, aka the Happy Pair, in studio. How's it going?
Actually, great. Delighted to be here.
You're always bouncing around the place, aren't you?
I think maybe it's being twins. It's like if you spend all day long with your best friend, you kind of have a high energy together. You know, the way you enjoy buzzing off each other.
Well, I think I'm more than a best friend. I'm his womb mate.
Yeah, that was awful. Very good.
Sorry about that.
Before we kick off and talk about the new thing that you're launching, I have to ask you about Leo Varadkar's picture on Twitter, because he recently posted a picture of his meal prep, right? And it was just a picture of his fridge and just containers and containers of various foodstuffs in plastic containers. A lot of sausages, which was weird, which I know you won't be a fan of. But are you big fans of the meal prep?
Yeah, I think meal prep's wonderful. I think it's a great way of, like, certainly we've shot lots of videos where we'll give ourselves 1 hour, we'll give ourselves €20, we'll go shopping at Super Value, and we'll cook enough food in 1 hour for the full week.
For the full week
for €20 in 1 hour. So I think meal prep's a wonderful way when people are busy, as everyone is nowadays, to just, and I'll often do it in the morning when I'm making brekkie for the kids and I'm making the school lunches. I'll put the dinner on and I'll cook the dinner in the 20 minutes during the chaos of the morning. And then I come back in the evening, and in the evening I've less energy and the dinner's done. So that's a micro meal.
Well, I think it's for people who want to eat healthier and they find they're making excuses and, fuck it, I'll just get the pizza. If you've gone to the trouble of cooking and it's there in the fridge, it's easier for you to heat that up than it is to get the pizza.
Okay.
So it's about just small changes if people are looking to kind of just incorporate more health.
Is doing something
good
right.
Work, Mr. Varadkar. You're doing wonderful.
Right.
We're taking our metaphorical hat off to you, Leo. Great job.
Stephen, is there such things as cheat vegan days?
Yeah, but okay. So I like that. I like the way you've addressed it, just Stephen. Very good, Jennifer. I think it's not about being vegan or vegetarian. I think it's about eating more whole foods. Because if you look to the longest living population in the world, the blue zones, none of them, there's only one population out of the five of them that are vegan. But the rest of them, what they eat is 95% of their diet is whole foods. So I could eat a vegan diet and eat vegan burgers, and I could eat vegan cornflakes for breakfast with vegan milk, with vegan marshmallows on the top, and vegan chocolate bars and vegan ice cream for dessert. And I'm eating nothing but processed food, whereas ultimately it's about eating more whole foods. So for anyone listening, if you do want to try to be a bit healthier, just try to incorporate a few more whole foods, whether it be, even if you don't like vegetables, start with fruit. At the moment it's apple season and pear season in Ireland, and they're really good. There's over 400 different varieties of apples grown on this island.
Really?
Yes.
Well, listen, you don't have to tell me. I'm just back from the States, and I went apple picking for the first time with the kids, and it was so wholesome. I felt so pure.
Felt you're glowing, Jennifer.
I know you did say I was glowing.
Did you skip through with baskets, and there was a soundtrack playing from the trees?
Sound of Music, I think I heard, or something. It was phenomenal. It was lovely. Let me ask you, what is your comfort food at this time of year, David? What is your go-to?
Potatoes.
Is it?
Potatoes. No, I do love an old baked spud. Baked spud is just divine. Or I'd say a dal, which isn't very Irish and it isn't very traditional at all. But there's something about a dal, like a hearty...
What is a dal, Dave?
A dal, like I like a red...
Sorry, that is on my list.
It's a red lentil curry. Yeah. So lentils, like a lot of people just think lentils are for decoration and in their kitchen sitting in jars. But you can cook them. And they're absolutely delicious. They cook down like a really delicious, almost like, now I say the word baby food, but it's this, it's like, it's just so wholesome and nourishing, and it really feels like it's nourishing my soul as much as my body.
Does it take long to cook?
It takes like 20 minutes. You know, it's quite easy. That's so much when I'm cooking the dinner with the brekkie.
Lovely. Okay, so the last 22 months, let's get into it, have been a busy time for you guys.
Very busy.
I want to talk about your new app, Healthy Living. Who is going to sell it better, Stephen or David?
Go, Dave.
I definitely will. We're going to sell it. I guess it's been 22 months in the making. And the whole idea is that everyone listening knows what to do to be healthy. Like, you know, your kids know what to do to be healthy. But most of us struggle to consistently do it.
Yeah.
So this app is about supporting people. It's about holding their hand. It's me and Stephen essentially living on your shoulders, supporting you. And it's we've got our courses with our experts.
Digitally, that's digitally.
Yeah, digitally. We're not literally living in your pocket. But we've got all our experts. We've got gastroenterologists, cardiologists, gynecologists. We've got courses with all these incredible experts. They do lives on a weekly basis. Like this morning I did a Rise and Shine, which was 20-minute stretch and breathwork session. We've got our gastroenterologist tomorrow night. We did a live podcast yesterday. Like there's all sorts of content on a daily basis within the app. And there's all our courses, there's recipes, there's meal plans, there's a community. So it's really about supporting people to make the healthy choice.
Now, you do know today is a big day in Ireland because the government has decided to ban unsolicited D-pics. So you need to explain the happy hard-on to me and how that's going to work.
Oh, that's
now.
A good wow. one. Okay, so... Okay, I'll go with it. So we shot two videos back about 3 years ago and they've made 4.5 million views. And we call them natural Viagra because they were foods high in nitric oxide. So out of that, we realized, wow. And typically the first sign of erectile dysfunction is the first sign of cardiovascular disease is erectile dysfunction. So if you've blood flow issues in anywhere in your body, you have it in all your body, especially down in the lower regions. So we partnered, we did a podcast with this kind of cool urologist. So that's a penis doctor. He'll even call himself the cock doc. But we did a cool podcast with him and we kind of chatted to him and he said he was up for doing a course and we've labeled it the Happy Hard On.
Yeah, and he flew over from LA last week and we filmed.
So no pictures. Okay, so we flew over, he did, and that's really interesting. And that was
it's a course, yeah. So 25% of men under 20 struggle with ED. Typically that's from excess porn. 30% of men in their 30s, 40% of men in their 40s, 50% of men in their 50s, 60% of men in their 60s. So it is quite prolific. And typically if anyone's struggling with it, they don't go down to the pub and go, hey, what do you do about ED? You go on the internet and you go on an incognito browser and you search. So that's...
So it really is about supporting people again. And this is just like men typically don't come to healthy eating, we found, as readily as women do. So this is to try to bring them into the camp as well and realise that, hey, this is so important. If people want to feel good, you know, what we eat on a daily basis and how what we do is so important to our energy levels and how we feel.
Sure. Now, we need to talk about this because last April you had to issue an apology for releasing a video featuring factually wrong information on the vegan diet and its links to breast cancer prevention. Can you talk me through that period? Can you tell me what happened?
Oh, great. There you go. Yeah, we did a podcast with a senior consultant gynecologist and we put it out and I paraphrased what she said in it and it got taken out of context and I apologised. And yeah, I guess we learned from it that when we're talking about sensitive issues, it's much more important the expert speaks as opposed to us trying to paraphrase them. So I guess we apologised if we ever offended anyone, but it was a lesson learned and yeah. You know,
moved on from it.
And I suppose, I mean, there are 150 hours of content from doctors and dietitians, you said, and cardiologists and cocktails and all that. And chef, were you inspired by the events in April to, you know, call on all these experts as well?
We've been kind of working with them for about 10 years. So it's not something new that we've recently started doing. Like we started doing courses probably 12 years ago up above the veg shop, trying to help people to eat more veg and feel better. And we found out, we started doing a happy heart course where we got a nurse in to measure people's cholesterol, weight and blood pressure, and they came up to us and we as chefs cooked healthy food. And I remember the first night going, I wonder, is this actually going to work? And I remember in the fourth night, the results were great. Average drop of cholesterol 20%, everyone lost weight, blood pressure regulated. And it was from that we kind of went to, we realised that you could get into kind of gastroenterology. So a friend's a gastroenterologist, so that's a digestion doctor. We built our Gut Health Revolution course. And I guess from there, we've just kind of built out a whole different
suite. And I guess the experts are great because they validate the simple things, the things that people can do on a daily basis, like what you eat, you know, prioritising sleep, making time for yourself, not being too, like the stuff that we all know. But when you've got a doctor like that's really, you know, he studied for 17 years telling you, or she telling you their experience and what they see day in, day out, it's convincing. And then you've got all the recipes, you've got the meal plans, you've got a community supporting you, you're more likely to make the healthy choice.
Sure. But you learn to stop paraphrasing them.
Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely learned that one. Yeah.
Won't be making that mistake again.
You won't be. And a tough lesson learned there. The app, it's available. People can get on. People can, how do they download it?
It's on the App Store. That's iOS App Store or the Google Play Store. And really,
or you can do it in desktop. So you can do it anywhere. It's really a companion app for all of the 11 courses to help you. Because as Dave said, we all know what it is to be healthier, but we all struggle to do it. And it, like for anyone listening who does want to kind of try to eat more fiber-rich foods. Because in Ireland, typically 8 out of 10 people are deficient in fiber. We're recommended to get about 30 grams of fiber a day. But in Ireland, typically it's somewhere between 16 and 20 grams. In the UK, it's only 16. So at least we're better in that regard.
Yay!
So to celebrate!
Anybody listening today that are thinking about cutting down on meat and dairy, what would you recommend? What's the first step?
I'd start baby steps. It's okay. Definitely not an all or nothing type thing. Like if you make a chicken curry and it's a great chicken curry, add a tin of chickpeas in it. You're immediately going to add loads of fiber. And when you looked at, as we said, the Blue Zones, the longest living people on the planet, healthiest, happiest people, 50% of their diet are beans and legumes. So beans are super important. They're one of the highest sources of fiber. So adding beans into dinner, if it's some kind of a stew, you know, whatever it is, beans are great. So I think that's a great place to start.
Where are these Blue Zones?
You got five of them. You got Okinawa in Japan. You got Ikaria in Greece, Sardinia in Italy. You've got the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, and you've got Loma Linda in California.
I got engaged in Sardinia.
Did you?
Was it nice? Mm.
It's like Connemara in 40 degrees.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
With little stone walls.
Yeah.
Wow. And loads of vegetables.
And loads of L ones.
Loads of L ones. Yeah, well, over the age of 100.
Loads of L ones digging in the fields.
It is one of the Blue Zones. So it is like
the higher concentration of centenarians. So people live over the age of 100.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so what is next? You have the app now.
We have a farm. So we started a 4-acre regenerative farm. So it's all about not tilling the soil and releasing the carbon in the soil. So it's trying to show, and it's to function as a model to encourage more people to get into growing. Because, you know, when we were growing up farming, you didn't want to get involved with it. You want to get into technology. But I think as a society, at the root of all economy is food. And we tend to forget that. And how we grow food has a massive impact on the environment at large and our own health. So we're trying to come up with a model and based on many other people's work previous to this. But
we're also just growing veg for the shop and for the local, you know, for the local community. So it's great crack. It's brilliant.
How many do you employ now?
It's about 80.
I think about 80.
80 to 100.
So we were up at about 220 at one stage, and now we've pared back to 80.
Woo.
COVID now really catalyzed quite a bit of that.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's tough times.
But speaking of COVID, I have found that even a lot of friends I know, even living in apartments, they're trying to grow their own veg and become more self-sufficient. And this thing about, you know, the economic crisis and all that, people are starting to think about becoming
it's easier than you think, and especially even going into winter. Brassicas, kale and broccoli love a hard snap. That's where they develop their sweetness. Even we were just saying in there to Audrey, like even growing like rocket and spinach, they're easy to grow. You get a crop every couple of weeks and it means you eat them if you grow them. Or like even on your windowsill, you can grow sprouts like sprouted mung beans or lentils or adukis, and they literally, you get a crop every 4 days. They're the healthiest foods you can eat. Like they're really easy and they're cheap.
I love what you said there. You don't need a garden.
No,
you can do it in your kitchen.
Grow
it in the colander.
Yeah.
We got videos on YouTube, so check them out and they're free.
Amazing. And don't forget to check out the app. It is called the Healthy Living App. You can get it now. David and Stephen Flynn from The Happy Bear, thank you so much again for popping into the studio. Always a pleasure. And good luck.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.